Where's Bomo? Oh.
Hello, Neshama shenatata bi teorai elokai Neshama shenatata bi teorai Naberata
I just want to share what the words mean. Elokai, right? My God. Elokai is my God. Neshama shenasata bi tahori. The soul that you placed within me is pure. Which, by the way, means that it's never, just that everybody knows, your neshama is never affected. No matter what you've, what a person's done, no matter what a person does, there's a part of you, it's called the Pintel Yid, Magen Avram. However, the Svarim talk about it, no matter what a person does, Elokai, Neshama, Shenasata, Bi, Tahoirahi, is pure. Atav Rasa, you created it, you fashioned it, you breathed it into me. That's in the word that they said? You safeguard it within me. Part of that is also because really the neshama, you would assume, would fly out of you. But Hashem keeps it. He guards it within you. And then Hashem, Elokai, Velokei Avosai, it's the end of the tefillah. Hashem, Elokai, Velokei Avosai, God, my God, and the God of my fathers, Ribon Kol Hamasim, who's the master of everything, Adon Kol Haneshamos, who is the Lord, the master of all souls.
Neshama shenatata bi teorai ata berata ata yetzarta ata nefachta bi ve ata neshama בקרבי ויתס עיר נתלה ממני ולחזיר אבי עתיד לבוא כל זמן שאת שמה בקרבי מודה אני לפניך כל זמן שאת שמה בקרבי מודה אני לפניך
but I just love this. Okay, you know what's coming up, Nisanel. You got it?
That everything is always for the best. But you left me here, all alone and scared. Don't know if I'll be alright. Seems like you didn't care, said you'll always be there. Now you're so far gone out of my life. I feel the absence, nothing but distance. But distance looks good on you. Left in the past tense with all of the signs. That's what you promised me wasn't true. Ooh, but distance looks good on you. What you promised me wasn't true. Ooh, but distance looks good on you. Ooh, what you promised me wasn't true. But you left me here, all alone and scared. Don't know if I'll be alright. Seems like you didn't care, said you'll always be there. Now you're so far gone out of my life. I feel the absence, nothing but distance. But distance looks good on you. left in the past, dance with all of the sunsets. What you promised me wasn't true. I feel the absence, nothing but distance looks good on you. Left in the past, dance with all of the sunsets. What you promised me wasn't true. When you left, you promised me that you'd be coming back. Yeah, you said that everything is always for the best. But distance looks good on you. What you promised me wasn't true. But distance looks good on you.
Why do I like it? Great question. I got to process what I like about that. I don't know. I'm like, great question. Can I get back to you? Yeah. I'm not sure. That's like a heavy, yeah. I don't, that's a great question. I love it. Thank you for the question. I'll think about it. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Avi. Thank you. I want to share from yesterday. I really thought a lot, not just thought a lot. Baruch Hashem, we had such a great togetherness and understanding and working. And I actually wrote down from yesterday. I didn't write it. I was thinking a lot about. I actually came up with a new pshat in Kimarim Haim. But I what?
100% down.
Yeah. So, okay, Adarabba. So, Kimarim Haim, we said yesterday, Kimarim Haim, that they couldn't drink from the water because the water was bitter. And we said from the Baal Shem Tov says the water wasn't bitter, they were bitter. It's funny, Rabbi Simmons actually said this yesterday, and it hit me a little bit deeper, and I think I have a little bit of a mahalach that I want to share with everybody. Like of what we can do, because there was a lot of discussion, there was a lot of back and forth, and I think we were all really getting to the same thing. We're all trying to understand what that means. Is the water bitter, or am I bitter? I don't understand. Is the person, is my roommate actually doing something wrong, or is it all me? And this is what I came up with. As Mamash Siyata Deshmaya said, I'm going to share with everyone. Even though there's a little knach to it, so I have, here are the steps. The first step is, Kimarim Haim. What's the Lashon Kimarim Haim? They are bitter. What's the pshat that they are bitter? Yeah. So the first step is, Kimarim Haim, that both are bitter, which means you and the other person. Right, which means what? Somebody does something to you. Somebody, right? Let's get to the actual chumash. Kimarim Haim. How does the Baal Shem Tov's pshat fit into Pashup Pshat? I don't understand. Was the water bitter or they were bitter? So what's the answer? Kimarim Haim. Very good, Momo. Yes, they were both bitter. Is my roommate putting on the light at 3 o'clock in the morning? Is that something that means that he is actually hurting me and it's not me? Absolutely. Is there also something with me? Ki marim haim. You're both. So that is step number one. Step number one is, and again, I'm, it's, I, I'm, uh, This is all an understanding from yesterday, even deeper. Ki marim heim, yes, both are bitter, you and him, or you and him slash her. Let's say it's someone. Let's say it's your mother. Let's say it's your father. Let's say it's your sister. Let's say it's your brother. Let's say it's your teacher, whoever it is. Yes, they hurt me. I was hurt by that person. That person hurt me. We are both bitter. They might be bitter because why'd you hurt me? Hurt people hurt people. Right? Someone once said the pshat, I think Yehuda, right? Yehuda, you made up this pshat? So hurt people, shalom. Hurt people, what did you say? Healed people, heal people. How nice. Good is that? Yehuda Kaiser. He made that up himself. Is that awesome? How awesome is that? How incredible is that? Is that a beautiful pshat? Yehuda made that up himself. Healed people, and hurt people, hurt people. So that person hurt me, I'm hurt, right? People, we'll talk about it. Healed people, heal people. Hurt people, hurt people. So that's number one. Number two, realize in reality, this is step two. So step number one is recognizing someone did something to me and that person hurt me. I am hurt, they did something. Putting on the light, let's say, we're not getting into specific things, you know, like specific cases. They put on the light at 3 o'clock in the morning. They were insensitive. Their bitterness embittered you. Kimarim heim. Okay? Number two, realize that it is bitter. The situation is bitter. That could really be kimarim who, but okay. Kimarim heim, but what's the pshat? The pshat is, in reality, it is a bitter situation. You know when you fight reality, how many times do you lose? Every time. You only lose 100% of the time that you fight reality. Whether or not it is good. Shua's not here to repeat this, but some of you could probably repeat this. Authentic, here we go. Authentic, sustainable happiness. It's not big enough, it's not short enough to put on the sweatshirts. And we've got to put it on for next year. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Sustainable happiness. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health. You ever heard this one from me, Meshulam? Let alone, okay, I can't believe it. It's already February. I didn't say it enough. Meshulam would have known it by then. Meshulam, guys, how lucky are we? How blessed are we to have this? You ready for this one, Meshulam? Listen to this one. And you can be medayik in this. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality. Now, I added this in parentheses, even if that reality is, and I'm putting it towards this, what we're talking about now, is bitter. Even, how crazy is that? Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, is when a person is connected to reality. Not when one has escaped from it. I'm going to play it again from that hostage who was released when she said, I'm going to play it again. So it's because it's fascinating. Ari, we played it. We did it this morning, right? So I'm playing this again because I want to focus on what she said, which is, I think, so important. Right? Let's do it again.
Bed bugs in all your body. It's very hard to breathe there. You don't have hair. You can't see the sunlight. But, you know, the fact that I believe in God, it doesn't say that I will get everything that I want.
You hear that? It doesn't mean I'm going to get whatever I want. Reality doesn't mean that it's good. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, doesn't mean that it's... That's what she said. It doesn't mean that I'm going to get everything that I want. My roommate might actually do what my roommate does. Mm-hmm. My mother might be, my father might be, whatever it was. It is.
And it doesn't say that I will be happy all the time. But it's promised me just one thing, that... behind everything that happened, there is purpose. And I just thought about...
So I'm not even going in that yet. We're not going on that madrig of purpose yet. This is the key. Listen to this.
Every time. If I need to be in the tunnels, I will be in the tunnels.
And you hear that? If I need to be in the tunnels, I mean, we can't imagine. And we all have our stuff. If you need to be in that darkness, you're supposed to be in that darkness. And that's really, okay, we'll just listen
to the
end.
Do the best that
every word
can.
Is holy. So I'll try and do the best. Okay, I can play this every day. So number two is realize that it is bitter. It's bitter. Ki marim haim. It is bitter. My roommate stinks. It's okay. Stop fighting that. I don't mean it. Stop fighting that be positive. Be positive. That's number two. Number three, Momo. This is Momo's. Ready? Well, you're gonna love this, Momo. I'm bugging because Momo was machadish yesterday. You're not bugging out. You're bugging in, Momo. Momo, I love it. Right? Ready? Ready for this, guys? Look how much growth. Ari, listen to this. This is mamish. I thought of you. It's actually both. It's actually both. You're actually bugging in and you're bugging out. Because they're both true. Meaning, yes, my roommate did this. That's bugging out for a reason. Bugging in, why am I so bothered? Whatever it might be. So they're both true. Number four. How can I... Now, this already gets a little bit deeper, and then I'm going to call up Aviel. How can I best... So now we did this, right? Again, let's chazer over. Both are bitter. You and the situation are bitter. In reality, it is bitter. I'm bugging out and I'm bugging in. Which means when I say I'm bugging in, which means something's going on inside also. Yes, my roommate might have put on the lights at 3 a.m. and that's a bug out. But the bug in is why am I here 3 years later still telling myself that same story and still bugging in. Okay? Number four. This is so big. Simcha Rabbah, you're going to like this one, I think. How can I best... You like it already, right? Yeah. This is like Siyata Deshmaya from yesterday, Mamish. Ready? Number four. Listen to this. How... Simcha Rabbah, you're going to be so proud of me. How can I best take care of me now? How can I best take care of me based on this bitterness situation that's outside and inside? How can I best take care of who? Me. Me. I love that. Meaning, bring it inwards. Bring it in. How can I take care of me now? So I gave like three examples. Number one, I could tell the person, right? I think, Michelle and we said that yesterday. You could tell the person. That's one example of taking care of me. Number two, I could somehow remove myself from the situation. That could also be a way of saying it. Ready? Ari, you're going to love this. Number three, you could also do neither.
You don't have to do anything.
Bottom line, try and take care of you. Take care of me. And then, okay, I wrote on the bottom, serenity prayer. Aviel, please come up here, please. I beg you, Aviel. Yeah, please. Bilakasha, Aviel. Beautiful Menachem. I don't know if you guys know. So what I did was, Aviel, I'm not going to share all of it. Aviel is very upset at me. So he's Kimarim Haim, Kimarim Hu, yeah, okay. It's a good one, right?
Okay, I'm taking care of
you. Just don't tell it to your wife, right, exactly. Right? Here we go. So Aviel's like, right, I'm not going to read the whole thing. He says, I don't want to, it's not a big deal. I don't want to, after 120, schar, he's going to get all the schar because I forced him right now to do what he's going to do right now because it's a lesson in exactly what we're talking about. Because when I came to yeshiva this morning, I saw, if everyone noticed, Aviel's shas, right, for anyone who can't see, anyone knows, this is, right, the shtender, the sitter, everything right here. This space. I want my own space. Can everybody hear me? My own space. Why did, unlike Aviel, you used to be right here. So he moved a row back. So I said, what's going on? Go, Aviel. Why would you move? Aviel is a pillar of the Beis Medrash. He has his little thing over here, and he's a step back. Why? Go.
So, again, I really don't think that it's a big deal, and I'm only here because of Rebbe, and I just few months since the beginning of winter's month, so, you know, I'm very sensitive to the winter. I didn't grow up in America. I'm not used to the cold, you know, so I'm wearing a sweater all the time. And the AC sometimes was on and cold, even though it's still the winter, and I would be bothered by that a lot. And sometimes
also AC's over there. The AC is facing.
Yeah, so it would blow on me all the time. And also sometimes during shiur, I don't know how can I say it exactly. But basically sometimes my stuff will be moved or whatever, and I won't be the happiest with the way my stuff left or how clean it is. And I was thinking, I'm a tzaddik, so I got to work on myself. So how would I work on myself? I'll just put it back, or I won't say anything. And that's what I need to do. That's how I'll work on myself. And I was one of the loudest guys on yesterday's shiur, and I was trying to understand Rebbe's point. And Baruch Hashem, I got to clarity. And then I realized that to work on myself was not to fight with the situation, but rather was to give up in a way on my spot or whatever it was, and to go somewhere else, to get away from that issue. And then by just moving back, which, yeah, it could be wasn't the easiest. You like your space, you already used to, believe it or not, I was really connected. You already connected a place, whatever, but it was so much better after. You don't need to fight constantly every single day and feel like you're giving up on something. You just readjust it, and then boom, it's just there. So thank you, Rebbe, for the shiur of yesterday. And that's just someone I really, I'm sure you guys are that's it. But yeah.
Great. Right? How good is that? I want to say, right? No, I want to say. Right? Well, Aviel. I want to tell you why I think I want to say the pshat. Why? Because sometimes a person can think that back. Now again, we spoke about this yesterday. It's the guy saying, "I'm leaving my room," not because I'm angry, and even if I am a little bit angry, but I accept the fact that this is reality. When you fight reality, you lose 100% of the time. And when a person, sometimes I couldn't believe that Aviel actually said, "You know what? I don't want to fight it. It is what it is. It is what it is." So
I won't change it.
So I'm not going to change it.
But then I'm able to.
I'm not going to change it. Then I can change. That's where it is. Now do it, Shlomi. Let's go. Hashem, grant me, right? Grant me. We're going to do the other one, right? Not the regular one. Hashem, grant me
the humility.
Nice.
I remember.
The humility and acceptance to change the person who I can, and the courage to change the person who I can. One second, not yet. No. Hashem, grant me the serenity, the humility, the courage. Oh no, not courage. The serenity to accept the people I cannot change. The courage to change the ones who I can change, and the wisdom to know that person is me. So what Aviel did was he had the courage and the wisdom to realize, I'm not changing the air conditioner. I'm not changing my surroundings. There's only one person who what?
I'm not changing America,
and I'm not changing Israel. I'm not changing Israel. I'm not changing the machsom. I'm not. When you're going to go through that machsom, I said it yesterday, every time. So what am I going to do? I got to start taking the one. Every time I go on the right, I'm like, what are machsom, machine guns? What am I living in the Middle East? Yeah, you're living in the Middle East. Yeah, there's sirens and they're crazy. Emir Tashem, Mashiach's going to come, so we'll have one big siren. Amen. But that's the reality. That's how I live. Yes, we don't want the darkness. We don't want the struggles. We don't want the suffering. We want a perfect childhood. We want to have a perfect marriage. We want to be perfect parents. It's fine. Aviel, tashayr iti. And I think that what's funny, I don't know if that's the right word. I think the irony, The irony of it all is that everyone wants to know, okay, well, once I do that, now what? And it's like funny because there is no now what. Because once you do that, then that's it. You did it. You're in. You're mamish in. You're in. Kimarim haim. Yes, I'm bitter. My family might be bitter. My roommates might, the whole ganza thing might be one, which means the whole thing, might be one bitter, bitter situation. And the more, yes. That what?
Bar means master.
Ooh.
When you accept.
Wow.
You become the
wow,
master.
Wow, 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 wow. That is crazy. That's crazy. Oh, I just got another one. Hold on, let me chazer because another one hit me. Beautiful. Now, see, this is how you know it's a hug and a kiss from Hashem. Simcha Rabba is saying because mar, which means bitter, also means to be an owner. Mar, Mister, Mar, you're owning it. So the only way to own it, right, this is what you're saying, is when you're ready for this one. Amalek is Gematria Mar, because it's Gematria Rum. Rum. Amalek, make sure, there's an old one. Amalek is Gematria Rum. Got it? You wouldn't have someone want to do it in math, but it is. Amalek is Gematria Rum. Better be. Someone do it quickly? Yeah, who's the math? It is. 200 and, right? 200 and 40. Oh, oh. What did Aviel say? It's also what?
Suffolk.
Gematria Suffolk. Yeah, some grabby here. Suffolk. Why is that Suffolk? What's the Suffolk? Because that's the problem. The problem is when you're like, wait, am I, as we've said this many times, am I at fault? Is he at fault? Am I supposed to be at fault? Gaslighting is Gematria Suffolk. That I just made up. What does that mean? Wait. It's my roommate's fault. I'm supposed to move. I'm not supposed to move. I was abused. I wasn't abused. Stop being a baby. Why are you making a big deal of your childhood? Why are you this? All that is what? Suffolk. That's all Suffolk. It's the same klipa. It's the same thing. As opposed to say, no, you know what? I'm actually pretty sure of my feelings. I actually trust myself. I actually, you know what? I'm actually hurt, right? I think those things. I actually need to learn to take care of myself more. When I said yesterday, and we talk about it like, don't focus on the other guy. It's like, how do I not focus on the other guy? But he, but she, but ba 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 ba. Know what it is? That's all a way to divert your attention from taking care of you. It's always a ploy. The Yetzirah always has a way of making it a suffix. Amalek is the master of the one who says, I'm not really sure. Should I? What about what you want? What about the way you feel? What about trusting the fact that this doesn't feel right? Something doesn't feel right over here. They say that's the pshat, by the way, Avodah Zarah. What does Avodah Zarah literally mean? Everyone says idol worship. That's not what Avodah Zarah. What does it mean?
Strange.
Strange. Something doesn't feel right. Whenever I speak to this person, I feel uncomfortable. Go trust yourself. When Bensi asked me that question, he's like, why do you like that song so much? I got like, whoa, I don't know. Whoa, that's a good question. I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to let that sit. I don't know. I like that. Especially from Bensi. Bensi's asked me a question. I know my message. No, I mean that. I know it's deep. Bensi's asked me, I'm like, I love when Ari, right? Ari, when I love when I talk to Ari, yeah. Speaking of legends, right? Menachem Barkani, right? I was thinking, right? Yeah. Yomim al Yemei Melech, yeah. We had a conversation the other day. I was telling Menachem Amish, an Oivid, when a person's an Oivid Hashem, when a person's working on himself, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. It's the most beautiful thing in the world to tune in to you and to trust your feelings and to go with your feelings and say something is uncomfortable. Something, you know, that's why I changed it from being comfortable with being, this I must have changed four, when was Corona? How many years ago? Five. So it's at least 6 years ago because it was before here. Before here. So 6 years ago, in the old base marriage, I remember, I know it makes you feel a little old when you think like that. I'm like, Corona, right? If anyone has videos of the cages, we got to get those videos. That was like crazy. Yeah, exactly. Correct. If anyone has videos, I was just talking about it today, like about Corona. I was like, oh my gosh, we had like people, whatever. Trauma. Anyway, what's the point? So I made this Corona. Stop being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Just be uncomfortable.
Just be.
I'm uncomfortable. So when I talk to that person, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know. Great. Don't recognize. Maybe it's them. Maybe it's you. Yes. It's a good combination. It's a good combination. There's a combination over here. And what's the lesson? The lesson is, how can I now take this in for me? Not how could I change. That's why I want to call up Aviel. Because it's not about he moved his thing. He might have resentment that he moved it. And he might have he might be upset. Why'd I have to move my? Let the air conditioner change. Let the people around me change. Let my roommate change. Let my wife change. Let my parents change. Let my everybody change. Let the world. I love that. Just wait. The world's going to change. The world ain't changed. The world is up in flames. The world is up in flames. I was just talking to Yagel, MMA. He's fighting. It doesn't work out. I was hoping it works out. He's doing a fight on February, MMA fight, February 18th in I think Serbia. I was like, oh, I don't know if we were in the area. Could you imagine us all going, right? Could you imagine us all going? Imagine us all going, what? What? Yeah, right. As I said, it doesn't work out. The date doesn't work out. Right, I was like, forget the farm. We're going to the MMA fight. We gotta go to Yagel. We gotta go support. Cheer him on, right? We gotta support. And he was telling me, I says he's going. I said, I don't know how to say it. I said, you're a target. It's like the world, Europe. Leave us alone. What are we doing? What do they do? What do we do already? What do we do already? We're sitting here working on ourselves. We're sitting here quietly in the corner, trying to connect to Hashem, trying to. Go ahead and love each other, because he was telling me they have a whole security, because he's going as the Israel delegation of the MMA fighters. He could become, we got a daven for him, he could become, our Yagel could become the Euro champion of the world in MMA in his thing. So I said, we got to zoom it, we got to see the fight, we got a daven. Right? Anyone who was there?
Gotta have a watch party.
What? Yeah. Okay. Remind me. Yes. We gotta do a thing. We gotta daven. Could you imagine what Kiddush Hashem? Anyone who was there that first fight when he got up afterwards and he's like, Achenu, he's talking about Achtus and Klal Yisrael and his Talis and all of us together. Anybody was there? Abe told me about the scissor kick, whatever he did, the scissor lock. Remember the arm bar? I don't know. The triangle choke. Yeah, it's going, my bad. The triangle choke. Right? I should have known, right? The triangle choke. I don't know. I'm like, what is going on? Abe was coaching me through. Like, yeah, that's that. Oh, that's not good. Remember? You're like, oh, that's not good. And next thing we know, bam. Next thing you know, we have yeshiva. You know what kind of kiddush Hashem we made? That's what we do. But you know what? Hashem, for whatever reason, Hashem wants us. He wants us to take care of ourselves. I just thought about this right now. Mamash, as I'm saying it. Hashem wants us to care for ourselves. He wants us to love ourselves. He wants us to hug ourselves. He wants us to be there for ourselves. So know what he does? He makes it cold. He makes it cold. He makes the air conditioner blow. He gives us the roommate. He gives us somebody and he says, this is an opportunity to take care of yourself. This is an opportunity to say, to set a boundary and to say, I love you dearly, but right. I can't have this conversation because when you yell at me or when you talk to me a certain way or you do certain things, that hurts me and you hurt me. I don't know if I want to be hurt. I want maybe to be heard. I don't want to be hurt. I want to be heard. I want to be taken care of. Nisano will learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. Amazing. Hashem should help us. Thank you, Aviel, again. Thank you. Thank you, all of us. this year, I just want to say, I don't know what it's going to be named. This year is all of us. Because yesterday when we were talking this out, and we were this, and then post this year when we were talking, and we were talking, and we were this, and my mom just thought about it. I said, you know what? If I don't have a clear, that means I don't have a clear. So I could say, oh, Aviel was this, and this one was this, and this one. I said, Yoni, get it more clear. Think about it. What are some steps that you could do? This is before I saw that you moved your seat. Nisanel, let's go quick. Can we wait till I just want to wrap up, just because yesterday went a little longer? Is that okay, Shalom? Nisanel, let's just do the halacha, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, go. Teshuvah for Lashon Hara. One, we must admit to Hashem that we spoke Lashon Hara. Two, we must feel regret for saying over the Lashon Hara. Three, we must take upon ourselves not to talk Lashon Hara in the future. If the Lashon Hara was accepted and caused harm, which is most likely, there is an additional step to Teshuvah. Four, we must ask Mechila from the person about whom we spoke. This is almost impossible to do because we don't know where everyone is or we are just too ashamed to tell them. May Hashem help us guard ourselves from this dangerous avera.
Thank you, Nisanel. I want to just mention on this halacha. Thank you, Nisanel. It's very important, very heavy halacha that Nisanel just wrote, that you guys wrote together for the Hilchos Lashon Hara. I just want to say, as you read that halacha and we read it, the key is at least to try and be just aware and say, okay, you know what? Maybe I used to speak Lashon Hara, but I'm going to learn purity of speech. I'll join the chat. That will help me. That's the best we can do. Sometimes it's very hard to think about how we're going to, you know, if we've spoken, you know, improperly. So some, you know, the best thing we could do is learn the purity of speech, learn the halachas, and through that we'll be zocha to continue to love each other. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Thank you very much. Shalom, go for it.